From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Meltman reporting. Migrants are permitted to board trains in Budapest, but there is still at least one major hurdle for them. Migrants hoping to travel westward have flooded into the main train station in Budapest after it was reopened by police. However, Hungarian officials say there will be no trains heading to Western Europe. Police left the Keleti train station Thursday after a two-day standoff with hundreds of migrants hoping to board trains to Germany where they plan to apply for asylum. However, while the immigrants have been allowed into the station, it is not clear where they will go without the option of traveling west. Hungarian authorities permitted people to travel westward from Keleti station without EU travel visas Monday, shortly after Germany announced it will accept asylum applications. However, Tuesday, Hungarian officials abruptly began refusing passage to people without visas. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Thursday the migrant issue at the Hungarian border is not a European problem, but a German one. Speaking in Brussels, Mr. Orban said the refugees must all cross through his country and others to get to Germany. He said Hungary has done everything possible to allow or follow European regulations, including registering them before allowing them to head west. In Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000 troops Thursday. That announcement made during a massive military parade to commemorate the victory over Japan in World War II. For about an hour, Beijing's Tiananmen Square, there was a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and other armaments. This is